Vamos pra um lounge, beber um vinho, safra ruim e conversar sobre a TV. Vamos pra longe, sem se tocar os olhos, vão se encontrar e se perder, eu e você, assim de perto dá pra eu me perder de vez nas tuas tintas. Me dê uma noite, um pouco da manhã, só pra eu sacar se os olhos mudam de cor. Mas eu e você, assim de perto dá pra eu me perder de vez nas tuas tintas. Me dê uma noite, um pouco do amanhã, só pra eu sacar se os olhos mudam de cor. Trago vermelho pra esquentar. Vamos suar com o veneno da serpente que eu roubei pra te picar. Eu e você, assim de perto dá pra eu me perder de vez nas tuas tintas. Me dê uma noite, um pouco do amanhã, só pra eu sacar se os olhos mudam de cor. Mas eu e você, assim de perto dá pra eu me perder de vez nas tuas tintas. Me dê uma noite, um pouco da manhã, só pra eu sacar se os olhos mudam de cor. Se os olhos mudam de cor. Se os olhos mudam de cor.
Live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, we just heard the BR Quartet with Elise Arts, or the Elise Quartet, or Ensemble Elise, or simply Elise. The commonality of all those being the name of the singer, Elise Arts, along with drummer Bob McIntyre, bassist Ben Taylor, and guitarist Will Kubitis. They're a group that's been around in this form for about a year. But Elise has been singing with various groups in the Champaign-Urbana area for a while, including Desafinado, another group specializing in Brazilian music in particular that's been around Champaign-Urbana for quite a while. And Will and Elise have both been on this show with different groups at different times. And we're very pleased to welcome them on the program today. The show's your connection to local performances. And last I checked in with Will, the quartet didn't have any local performances scheduled, but that might have changed since we talked last, and I know it's something that they are planning to have changed throughout the state of Illinois soon, if not sooner. So thanks to all for coming in.
Thank you, Kevin.
And Will, for letting me know about the group.
Yeah.
Since you have been my communicator, why not give us a little introduction on how this particular quartet came together? And would it be fair to say it's an offshoot of previous configurations in which you and Elise were both involved?
Yeah, both me and Elise Elise obviously are interested in Brazilian music, and I had been listening to some of the more modern singers like Maria Rita for about 5 or 6 years, and I knew I wanted to, when I came back to town, to play samba music. So I had my own band for a while, but I met Elise through that band. Occasionally we were doing gigs together, and I was always going to see Desafinado.
And that band was called?
Urbana SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah. So that's done?
Yeah, for the time being. Certainly we lost a lot of members.
Which is to say, I assume they were students and they left.
Yes, that's right. Went to school.
Happens a lot in Champaign-Urbana, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I never stopped playing some of these songs with Elise. So And it didn't take long. Elise already knew most of these songs, which was kind of astounding for me, because she would know all the words and everything right away, and I never even saw her rehearse or anything, and I was pulling out what I thought was new material.
Well, she's from Brazil, and you're not.
Yes, exactly.
So she's got a head start.
Yeah, exactly. But it didn't take long for Ben and Bob to get them involved, and they've been helping out a lot. So,
well, I don't want to speak for Elise at all, but I would assume that there's more than a little of what certainly goes on in the United States, and I imagine any other country where people grew up with pop music of many kinds, and just by listening, they know the words.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're me. I never remember any words to anything.
No, Brazil is a very musical country. You have music all over and different kinds and types of music. So we are very familiar with music. I grew up, you know, listening to music. Since I was very little, I had music in my house. I still remember my father dancing, you know, bringing records home. And I was dancing with him, too. So music is pretty much in my blood, too.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have one brother who is younger than me, and a sister who is also younger than me.
And did they join in the dancing as well?
Yeah, of course.
I was dancing. I would assume that it's because so many of the types of popular music are dance music, that are dance forms in Brazil, that dancing is close to, if not as much a part of the culture as music itself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it is. Everyone dances.
And by dances, that means that you would dance many different types of things?
Yeah. Also, Brazilians are very comfortable in their bodies as well. So they're not shy at all. At least I'm not.
Well, yeah, and if you look at swimwear, you know, in Brazil, it tends to be very,
I know,
suggest a certain amount of, a greater amount of comfort than in the United States. But that's a whole nother topic, isn't it?
Some of these songs, I wrote the charts off of YouTube videos. And one of the things that kind of stunned me was seeing a stadium full of 30,000 Brazilians, I don't know how much a stadium fits, singing all on pitch. I think music is part, even more so than in America, is part of the family, part of what you do when you're, just like we have dinner.
It's interesting.
They do music at night, they sing if their families. So I'd say it's even more so than here.
And we don't take, like, music lessons in school at all.
Yeah. It just is there. So the whole having a stadium full of on-key singers, does that imply that waiters in Brazilian restaurants, if they're going to sing Happy Birthday to somebody, actually sing on key?
I would certainly expect them to if they want a tip.
Well, that doesn't stop American waiters from singing off key with the Happy Birthdays. But I'm sorry, I've got another tangent going on. But these things just make me think of stuff. Well, I was looking at a list of types of Brazilian music, some of which I had heard of. Of course, you know, the most popular being samba and bossa nova, probably, at least elsewhere in the world. Mm-hmm. Choro is another one. Maracatu, which I guess is more of an indigenous type
of
music.
Yeah, that would be a mixture between forró and samba and the coco de roda, axé. It's a mixture of everything. It's difficult to explain.
Well, you must have some ability explaining things, because I understand you recently gave a lecture of sorts on Brazilian music at the university. So I might ask you to dig into some of this, because I'm very, very curious. If, for example, you read the Wikipedia article on Brazilian music, you see a distinction that whoever wrote that thing makes between indigenous and folk music, perhaps as one category, and popular music as another, and then what they term serious music, or you might call classical music, which I assume we're not talking about here in the context of this group, right?
No.
classical. So can you distinguish between indigenous and popular, or does one lead to the other, or has one led to the other?
Well, it's difficult to distinguish because one came from another. And all music we have in Brazil, it was from the Africans brought by, you know, the Europeans to Brazil, and the Indians we had there already.
So the ones who were there already had their own thing. The ones who,
yeah,
who
exactly.
arrived at some point brought theirs and
mixed them together.
Not unlike, I mean, the Brazilian language is sort of a mix of
many languages.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a mix of French and Spanish to me. But did it, mm-hmm. or did it simply originate with the Portuguese bringing that language over?
It's a Romance language. We have Indian words in there, European words in there, you know.
And the names of so many of these types of music sound musical themselves to me, somehow or another.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Onomatopoeia.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but they just, you know, there's a sweetness to the sound of some of the names, like
well, certainly. Maybe samba has da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Sounds like
uh-huh.
samba.
And the maracatu, the one he was talking about, I think it has a lot to do with candomblé. It's a kind of religion brought also from, you know, the Africa, from Africa. They had like ba-dum, 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 the drums and congas and shakers, things like that.
So the name maybe carries over some of the percussive nature of it.
I think so, yeah.
Perhaps so. So what shall I call you today? The BR Quartet?
Sure,
is that
yeah.
the name of the day? Does BR stand for something other than Brazil?
I think it's the international code for Brazil. That was the idea.
Do you think it is or it is?
I'm going to go with it is.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take what's behind door number three.
That's exciting that's right now.
All right.
But yeah, I think Bob and Elise came up with that. That's really nice.
Was Bob's idea at first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, Bob, is that true?
Well, yes, it is. Right. Brazil is one of my loves, too. My dad played piano and clarinet, and I learned how to play and accompany by accompanying him alone on drums. But so... And but Buddy Rich was my all-time favorite drummer.
There you go.
So it was just a double connection.
Oh, okay.
But BR is definitely with Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil.
So the other was purely coincidental.
Yeah.
Yeah, it showed up in your mind. Well, let's have another song. Can it be said what kind of tune this is, what form this comes from?
Brazilian music, there because of the period in the 60s with Jobim and Stan Getz, borrows a lot from American styles, jazz swing styles, and there's definitely an exchange. So this is an entirely Brazilian song. Written by Rita Lee, but she's doing it in a swing jazz beat. So you'll hear some of it, but not a samba, but we're going to do plenty of sambas. We have Samba Ya Amor by Chico Buarque coming up after.
So. But first, a tune by Rita Lee,
yes.
which is called?
Só de Você.
And that means?
Only of You.
Okay. The BR Quartet with Elise Arts live on Live and Local.
Será que a gente ainda será a velha história de um amor que sempre acaba bem? Antigamente tudo era bem mais chique, porque a gente nem sabe porquê. Mas acontece que eu nasci pra ser só de você. E é claro que a sorte também ajudou. Ultimamente, um romance dura pouco, cola seu rosto no meu rosto, enrola seu corpo no meu corpo agora, que tá na hora de dançar. E será que a gente ainda será a velha história de um amor que sempre acaba bem, meu bem? Um tanto quanto demorei pra hoje em dia. Antigamente tudo era bem mais chique, porque a gente nem sabe porquê. Mas acontece que eu nasci pra ser só de você. É claro que a sorte também ajudou. Ultimamente, um romance dura pouco, cola seu rosto no meu rosto, enrola seu corpo no meu corpo agora, que tá na hora de dançar. E cola seu rosto no meu rosto, enrola seu corpo no meu corpo agora, que tá na hora de
Elise Arts with the BR Quartet, or as they're called the other way around, BR Quartet with Elise Arts, and music by Rita Lee, translating as Only of You. And at least more or less, what else were you singing there?
In this song, you mean?
Yeah.
It's about a woman who likes a guy very much, and he doesn't care about her at all. And she's trying to convince him that she's only his.
It seems like usually it's the other way around in songs, isn't it?
This time somehow, is different.
This time is different, yeah. Ah, so I have... So how do you pronounce the name of the tune?
Só de você.
Só de você. Will just handed me the set list, so to speak, or potential set list here.
Very clumsily handed you.
Well, but it's typed up, see, so I can read it. But I'm not... very knowledgeable about the pronunciation of Portuguese, so I'm going to pay attention to how it looks when you pronounce things as we go along. BR Quartet are live with us in our studio on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and they are certainly available for gigs if you're interested in hiring them for anything.
Yeah, actually, we've gotten word from Friday Night Live, and we're still working with trying to organize one of those.
Friday Night Live is through the 40 North 88 West Arts Council in Champaign,
yep.
Champaign County.
Yep. But yeah.
Now, if you got word from Saturday Night Live, that would be...
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You'd have made it.
Also, people can go to sambaguitar.com to listen to some of our music and to listen to... Are they recording the show?
They? Meaning us?
Yes, you.
We are, yes, we are.
Oh, that's great. Because I forgot to ask you to.
Yeah, no, but, well, which actually gives me a chance to say, yeah, we always always record the show, and you can always find them eventually up on our website, and it should be up actually probably by 5:30 today. If anybody is
great.
Only hearing part of it or is hearing some of it now and has to go away, you can hear all of it sometime after 5:30 on our website, which is will.illinois.edu, W-I-L-L.illinois.edu. Show, of course, called Live and Local, made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. Samba Guitar, you said.
To book us, you can go to sambaguitar.com to listen to the music, and you can email us at sambaguitar@gmail.com.
All right, there you've got...
Got my plug in.
We'll repeat that plug later. Let me reintroduce the group. You've heard mostly the voice of Will Kubitus, and who's the guitarist, and Elise Arts, who's the vocalist. And then earlier we heard a little bit from Bob McIntyre, the drummer. Ben Taylor is the bassist. And Bob, you were saying that you've had a love for this music that started early on, but, you know, a little bit, I'm always curious about the musical and, for that matter, professional backgrounds of the musicians who come into our studio. So a little bit of yours.
Well, when I was in high school, I played in the Hollywood Bowl. I got to play with a couple of famous people like Leroy Vinegar, bassist. I was totally into jazz. And my dad always said, you know, he loved stuff like bolero, rumba, samba. And then we'd listen to Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto and Tom Jobim. And we both kind of fell in love with that, but I didn't really have an opportunity to do that until now. But in the meantime, I really had a very, very different career. I joined the Navy after high school and was pre-med after that, and became an MD at Northwestern. Really got my life changed around, you know, from the Navy, I think, and meeting my wife, Barb, who's here.
That's the real life changer right
there. We met at USC where I was pre-med and she was at the John Tracy Spencer School for the Deaf. She signs with her hands and I operate with my hands, or I did. I'm retired now. I was in ER and surgery for like 40 years, mostly at Broman Hospital in Bloomington. Hello there, everybody. And also MDH, McDonough District Hospital. I was there for the last 10 years, and I had great times at both, and always look for groups to play with, though, and now I get to play more. So this is, you know, one of my loves.
And mostly doing jazz when you played out?
Mostly, yes, mostly jazz.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming back to something that you enjoyed.
Actually, I'm playing in some blues groups now, though. That is really fun. Painkillers, Painkillers Blues Band. They're from here.
They have a fairly regular gig at the Iron Post in Urbana, I think.
I've been lucky enough to fill in for their drummer who left. Mike Powell left, and I filled in for him.
Wow. So when you're, this is an interesting band to me, because so often when there's a band in the studio here, and this is not a large studio, by the way.
It's perfect.
Although it's well padded, so a lot of the sounds get absorbed both by the padding and by the microphones, which is to your advantage as our listener. But when you have a drum kit and you have a guitar and you have a bass, even though everybody's acoustic in here, usually it's loud. But you guys, I could take my headphones off and I don't need sound protection. It's a very... very different experience. And so I'm curious, Bob, if you're going from the Painkillers with a name like that, and I assume it's an electric blues band, that
yes, you're electric, very loud.
Yeah, you have to change your style of playing completely.
Completely.
Something like this.
Completely. And it's great. It's a great thing to be able to do, just to be able to play music with these great musicians, you know, and to be able to do some of these bosses and sambas and Brazilian music is just, heaven.
is the quieter nature of this, the music as I'm hearing it today, the nature of the music, or is it the nature of the size of Elise's voice, or is the nature of Elise's voice part of the type of music? You know, how does that all work?
I'll answer that first. The Elise Regina, if you listen to Elise Regina and Tom Jobim, they sing very softly, And I like to say you can, when I listen to Maria Hita, who is the daughter of Elise Regina, and who were doing a lot of her the tunes that she made famous, you can almost hear that she's smiling in the studio. So I would say it's definitely part of the music, but they still can sing like Aretha Franklin, and, you know, it's just, there's a storytelling aspect to it, I think, that keeps the volume going very low and very high.
Increases the intimacy of it.
Yeah, what do you think, Elise?
We're talking about you somewhat.
And you can say that's totally wrong.
I know. But you were the listening. You were the listener.
I'm the listener. Yeah, and I was taking my headphones off out of curiosity because you know, and it can be actually a little difficult to hear when my headphones are off to hear you at least. Uh-huh. But then every once in a while you let loose a little bit. So that's why I wondered: is it this is how your voice is? It tends to be small-ish, or this is how the style is? So you keep it small.
I think it's a combination of both. I like singing this way, and I like the style of music we are creating. Mm.
We probably won't do it today, but Novella Pena, she sings very big, very loud.
Oh, now I'm curious.
Yeah, so it's not, yeah, maybe we should do it, but I promised on the West Show that we'd do some different songs. And now so far we haven't, but
Weft Show WFT, because you were just on there Monday?
Yes, Weft, that's right.
Weft Sessions, was that 10 o'clock Monday nights?
Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock? I figured if I could get those guys for that, I could try and get them in here too. So, but yeah. I, of course, like WILL a little better.
Today you do.
Yes.
But you liked Weft better on Monday, I'm sure. Which is appropriate. Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, you can hear her sing. There's some videos of her singing at Krannert for an encore. And I'd say she sings just, you know, really, really strongly on some of the songs. So it's definitely not that she sings softly and that she has a soft voice. Yeah. She's got a lot of, she can belt like the best of them.
Do you have, Elise, do you have kids?
I do. I have one.
How
She's
old?
She's five. Her name is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
No, I was just sort of wondering if, I was imagining you singing to your baby.
Oh, of course, yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
We have music every day.
In which case it might be.
Sometimes when we have rehearsals at home at my place, she
sings.
Oh, yeah.
And dances. Yeah.
Okay, so there it's in her blood too.
She does sneak attack hugs too. So you have to be careful.
Fun.
Yeah. Careful if you step.
Well, she's not here now, right? You know, I'd have to make room on my lap or something, I suppose, for sneak attack. I like the sound of that. Well, let's have another song.
If I did that, I'd go to jail.
What? Sneak attack hugs?
Sneak attack hugs.
Yeah, just stay with your guitar right there. I'm quite comfortable behind the microphone. We better have you saying something.
All right.
Getting way far afield on the Today Show.
Who's it by, Elise?
This one is by Chico Buarque de Holanda, who is a great composer and singer in Brazil. Samba e Amor is about a couple making love and listening to samba, hearing the noise around them, but they just don't care about it. Ainda se ama.
eu faço samba e amor até mais tarde. E tenho muito, muito mais o que fazer. Escuto a correria da cidade que alarde. Será que é tão difícil amanhecer? Não sei. Debaixo do meu cobertor de lã, e eu faço samba e amor até mais tarde. E tenho muito sono de manhã.
So tell me the name of the songwriter again.
Samba e Amor.
The songwriter also?
By Chico Buarque, de Holanda.
Buarque, okay. I was looking at my crib sheet, and I thought you had some extra names for that person than beyond what I was looking here. The BR Quartet with Elise Arts, live in our studio on Live and Local. And very pleased to have him on the program today. Look for some possible performances of theirs through the Friday Night Live series, courtesy of the 40th North 88 West .org. 40 North is the Champaign County Arts Council, and for a couple of years now, at least, they've sponsored a series of Friday night performances on the street, and over the warmer months, where you can be comfortable on the street. And so those will be coming up. And if you want information on booking the group, You can go to sambaguitar.com. The guitarist is Will Kovaitis in the band. And drummer Bob McIntyre and bassist Ben Taylor. So, we've gotten everybody else at least a little bit. And just curious, what brought you to the group, musically speaking? What background do you bring?
Well, I come from more of a jazz background. I've been playing around here probably close to 15 years now. And I met Will, played a couple gigs with Urbana SoundCloud, and we did an Ear Doctor gig together, too. I played with Ear Doctor for quite a while.
Ben played with Ear Doctor with Tom Painter and Justin Kramer and Bill Harriet.
Yeah,
and
Dan Honnold. And
there's some
a lot of guys
incredible there. Recordings. Of,
yeah, I didn't even really know that Ear Doctor was still
They've been kind
going.
Of on a little hiatus, I would
yeah.
say.
And when Tom feels like getting a gig together, he gets a gig together. And people mm-hmm. come. I think Caleb Barkley came special to town to play the last one.
Yeah. So when you say around here, do you mean particularly around Champaign-Urbana? Or?
Yeah, I do quite a bit of work in Springfield, too. Mm-hmm. I do quite a bit of jazz out there. Frank Parker Group and a couple other Jazz by Footprints, we do quite a bit of work around there.
What do you do professionally?
I do that, and then I actually went to school here in the mid-90s and studied industrial design, and I still do graphic design projects and do a little bit of recording and then recording production kind of stuff.
So quite a mix of putting things together.
That's it. Try to string them all together and make a living.
Well, that's what people who do music tend to have to do, and I find that I often forget to ask what the musicians who are in the studio do to make a living, because it's, I'd say, fairly rare that it's making music. Although, Will, are you an exception to that?
No. Actually, I've had to make a career change. I worked for the state for 5 years in Springfield and lost my job, and now I'm doing a lot of selling antiques to local dealers.
Really?
And I'm setting up booths and so I travel throughout Illinois and buy and sell antiques. I'm a picker now.
A picker?
Yeah.
There's
like
television
the TV
shows about that. Yeah.
Yeah, just like I've been doing it for about a year. As a matter of fact, I just consigned a painting to Crossroad, an original Billy Monroe Jackson artwork. I think it's crayon or pencil. I consigned it to Crossroads Antiques and also, I sell to a lot of stores like Winter Wheat in St. Joseph and Witch Hazel Antiques. Mm. I work with a lot of different antique stores, Furniture Lounge, and look what I've done. Somebody's going to be mad at me.
because you haven't been signed.
And Go Retro. Yeah. I got to mention them all.
Yeah, well, once you get started, yeah, you sort of have to do that, it seems. And, you said it wasn't that long ago that you got into this kind of music playing.
Yeah, in fact, the whole time I worked for the state, when I was coming home, I was listening to Maria Hita and trying to learn the rhythms, which were very different than American rhythms. And I just loved the way her backup band played. They were just... It's one of the reasons I needed Bob and Ben's help is because in Brazilian pop music, jazz never left the pop music. The influence of Elis Regina and Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto is still in the pop music, a lot of it, at least until the last couple of decades. So even though they have rap music just like us and other types of pop music.
And lots of types of rock music, like everywhere else in the world, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so, what musical styles have you brought to the group then? Preceding your interest in Brazilian music.
Oh, well, my whole area of study was a fingerstyle guitar, studying players like Les Paul and.
Chet Atkins.
Yeah. I'm also trying to think of Cal Collins is when these guys, even after Les Paul, they continued to even take what Les Paul did further in the Cincinnati area. And I got the chance to take lessons from Terry Brads, who was in that school with Cal Collins. And so I'm into fingerstyle guitar, and I started with Leo Kaki, and the whole connection between fingerstyle guitar and Brazilian music, that was just the next step for me, because I wanted to learn how Brazilian guitarists managed to play a syncopated bass line while simultaneously playing a syncopated rhythm, because I just found it really, really cool. So.
And I gather challenging.
Yeah, very challenging, but incredibly good feeling when you do it, when you finally get it.
Well, once the groove
is fun.
Yeah, once the groove is set.
Yeah, it's fun to groove.
Well, why don't you? Let me tell listeners that this is Live and Local with the BR Quartet with Elis Arts, and our programs are made possible with support from 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. For over 25 years, 10,000 Villages has provided income to artisans in more than 30 developing countries by marketing their handicrafts and telling their stories in North America. Why don't you do a set of two or three songs and.
Okay.
We've been talking a lot, so you can just introduce them, and I'll sit back and enjoy.
I'll let Elise introduce this one.
This one is Dos Gardenias, right?
Mm-hmm.
By Isolina Carrillo. And I decided to do this one because my mom likes it.
It's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish. But.
So she sings in Spanish.
Gardenias para ti, con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida, ponle toda tu atención, porque son tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de estos besos que te di y que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro querer. Y a tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo. Y hasta creerás que te dirán te quiero, pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro gardenias para ti, con ellas quiero decirte quiero, te adoro, mi vida, ponle toda tu atención, porque son tu corazón y el mío, dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de estos besos que te di y que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro querer. Y a tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo. Y hasta creerás que te dirán te quiero, pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Yes.
Não, ele não vai mais cobrar, pode até se acostumar. Ele vai viver sozinho, desaprendeu a dividir, e foi escolher o mal me quer entre o amor de uma mulher e as certezas do caminho. Ele não pôde se entregar e agora vai ter de pagar com o coração. Olha lá, ele não é feliz, sempre diz que é do tipo cara valente. Mas veja só, a gente sabe que esse humor é coisa de um rapaz que sem ter proteção foi se esconder atrás paz. Não bota esse cartaz, a gente não cai não. Ele não é de nada, olha essa cara amarrada. É só um jeito de viver na pior.
quer se acostumar. Ele vai viver sozinho. Desaprendeu a dividir e foi escolher o mal. Me quer entre o amor de uma mulher e as certezas do caminho. Ele não pode se entregar e agora vai ter de pagar com o coração. Olha lá, ele não é feliz. Sempre diz que é do tipo cara valente, mas veja só, a gente sabe que esse humor é coisa de um rapaz que sem ter proteção foi se esconder atrás da cara de vilão. E então não faz assim, rapaz, não bota esse cartaz, a gente não cai não. Yeah, hey. Ele não é de nada, oh yeah. Essa cara amarrada é só um jeito de viver na pior. Yeah, 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 não é de nada. Oh, yeah. Essa cara amarrada é só um jeito de viver nesse mundo de mágoas. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah.
We heard two from the BR Quartet with Elise Arts. I know we started out with Dos Gardenias by Isalina Carrillo. And what was the second
one? The second one was Cara Valente, Brave Guy.
Brave Guy?
Yeah.
I was trying to think where I heard Dos Gardenias, and I think it was on one of the Buena Vista All-Stars, or Buena Vista Social Club CDs. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They were here. They had a gig at Krennic. I saw them there.
Yeah, one of the offshoots of the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, I think they were called. Mm. This was several years ago. And so I've always enjoyed. That's the one song so far that I happen to have known that you've done. They're live in our studio here on Live and Local. The show comes to you each weekday at 4 o'clock until 5. And on tomorrow's program, I will welcome Justin Roberts, who is a songwriter and musician of specializing in music for children and families. And he and his Not Ready for Nap Time players will be joining us in conversation tomorrow. They'll be playing at Allerton Park in Monticello on Sunday for a couple of shows. Also, I'll be talking with Marion Vanderloo, director of the Springfield Choral Society, and they have concerts coming up as well. So that's tomorrow's show from 4 to 5 here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Elise, I understand that besides being a singer and psychologist, you're also a visual artist?
Yeah, I am.
Of what sort?
I do canvas. I paint. Acrylic.
And there's something of yours up on MTD buses?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Until today, if I'm
until
not wrong.
Until today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was there for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing visual?
Long time? A long time, yeah. Maybe 12 years, 15 years.
But this is not one of your professions, or is it?
It's my passion, I'd say. I like painting. I like art a lot.
Even more than music? A passion?
Oh, my. Don't make me answer that.
You don't have to answer that.
We made her bring her paintings to the last Krannert Uncorked.
Oh, yeah?
It made the stage so colorful.
Yeah.
It's really nice. There's one video of it up there. So. Mm-hmm.
Is there a place that folks can see any of your artwork online?
Mm. Yeah, they can see it on my website. It's Leonina pbblogspot.com.
Leonina?
Yeah, PB.
BB as in boy and boy.
Exactly.
At blogspot.com.
Yes.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's had a
Leonina
before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just...
I'm impressed.
I took Spanish in high school.
Oh.
And was a choral musician for a long time. So you have to know how to sound out your vowels. In any event, let's have another set of two, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, two. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's do Pagu, and you pick one we will now.
Okay. All right. We'll do Encounters.
Watch the clock, though.
That.
We have 6 minutes, so
okay,
this is maybe risky.
Yeah. So let's
actually,
do
we'll do, yeah. Yeah,
Pagu
let's
and...
just do Pagu, and we'll go out with Muito Pouco.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Pagu first. This one is a very nice song. It's about Patricia Galvão, who was a very strong woman in Brazil, and she struggled for, like, truth and liberty in the 60s and 70s, and she spent like several years in prison. Mm. And they decided, Rita Lee and Zélia Duncan, I think, decided to do this song for her. Mexo, remexo na Inquisição. Só quem já morreu na fogueira sabe o que é ser carvão. Eu sou pau pra toda obra. Deus dá asas à minha cobra. Minha força não é bruta. Brasileira é bunda, meu peito não é de silicone. São armas que muito homem. Nem toda feiticeira é corcunda. Nem toda brasileira é bunda, meu peito não é de silicone. Sou mais macho que muito homem. Ratatá. Ratatata, ratatá, para pá, para pá. Sou rainha do meu tanque, sou pagu indignada no palanque. De porra louca, tudo bem. Minha mãe é Maria, ninguém. Ai, yeah. Não sou atriz, modelo, dançarina. Meu buraco é mais em cima. Porque nem toda feiticeira é corcunda. Nem toda brasileira é bunda. Meu peito não é de silicone. Sou mais macho que muito homem. Nem toda feiticeira é corcunda. Nem toda brasileira é bunda. Meu peito não é de silicone, meu bem. Sou mais macho que muito homem. Ratatá. Ratatata, ratata, para pá, para pá.
Pagu by Rita Lee. Before you go on, let me do a couple of housekeeping items before we run out of time that I do have to do, including saying that our programs on Live and Local are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. We are 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. A few things you can go see in our listening area tonight. Monty Python's Spamalot is at Parkland Theater in Champaign at 7:30. University of Illinois Jazz Combo will be, and the Jazz Saxophone Ensemble will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. The Millikan University Guitar Ensembles are at Kuiper Hall on the campus in Decatur at 6 o'clock this evening. And Millikan Theater and Dance are presenting Yankee Tavern, the Pipe Dream Studio Theater of Decatur, 7:30 tonight. And Judah Christian High School presents Singing in the Rain. That's at Judah Christian in Champaign tonight at 7. Mike Blakely is at Champaign Public Library, in Champaign, at 7. Nathan and Julie Gunn and friends are at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 7:30. Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble is at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston at 7:30 as well. You've been listening to the BR Quartet with Elise Arts. Elise Arts on vocals, Bob McIntyre on drums, Ben Taylor on bass, and Will Kibitis on guitar. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. For more info, sambaguitar.com. Take us out.
E se esconde lá na serra, yeah!